Get ready for two guys who can handle the truth.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
But we can. Dave Palumbo. John Romano. RxMuscle.com presents Heavy Muscle Radio.
I think we have a great show. We have Leon Brown, who's I've known for, I don't even know how many years. I know him for at least 20 years, and he's been around the industry for 50. John, this guy's been competing for 50 freaking years. He's known Arnold. He's known Franco. He's hung out with those guys. He's lived on both coasts, and he's back tonight to give us all the stories and to tell us what he's got ready for the future, because I hear he's getting on stage again.
Yeah, he is, and you know, Leon's been one of those fixtures in bodybuilding.
It's my distinct pleasure to welcome a man who's competed for over 50 years in the sport of bodybuilding. He knew Joe Weider, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Franco Colombo. He was in Pumping Iron, yet very little is known about our next guest, the guy I'm talking about, Mr. Leon Brown. What's up, Leon?
Not much. How you doing?
All right, Leon, talk to me a little bit about how you got into bodybuilding, because you've been lifting for over 50 years. That might be a feat that you're the only one who's actually ever accomplished, because I don't think anyone's competed in five decades. How did you originally get started in the sport of bodybuilding?
After high school, and we was in high school as a freshman, I started training with weights. Then a friend of mine gave me a magazine, a 1962 Muscle Builder. Then I started reading and looking. Then I seen this guy's routine, I followed his routine. And then I started getting bit, you know, started growing. Then I found, like I tell my wife, I found the first 4 years I followed Steve Reese's diet to a T.
So you were an athlete in high school, you started working out, then you found a Muscle Builder magazine, you followed Steve Reeves' routine, is that correct?
His diet routine. Yeah. And for 4 years straight, and my mother and my sisters wondered why I don't eat candy or drink soda or eat white bread. They wondered what happened to me. They didn't understand.
What was Steve Reeves' diet? Give us an example of what he had you eating there.
And like, in the morning for breakfast, I had whole wheat bread with honey, raw eggs, scrambled eggs, honey, whole wheat bread, honey, orange juice, and some piece of fruit.
How many eggs did you eat in the morning?
I ate six.
Oh, wow. So that's like my diet. Okay. What was the next meal? Like, what were you eating? Chicken and rice all day long, too?
No, back then it was like tuna or chicken, yeah. Then I was still in high school.
Did your family think you were crazy? Did your family think you were nuts?
They thought I was nuts. The way I was eating, because they, you know, my grandma, she used to cook fried chicken and all that stuff.
Right.
And all the stuff I used to like, I never ate, you know, for about a couple of years, and they thought something was wrong with me. She used to ask my mother, was I sick?
Wow. And how much were you putting on muscle during this time?
Yeah. Everything I did was muscle. Because I was always lean.
How much weight did you gain that first year you started eating?
In 9 months, I gained about like almost 30 pounds.
Wow. Holy mackerel. Wow.
And for nice time in high school, I used to get a half a loaf of Arnold's whole wheat bread and make peanut butter sandwiches and drink a quart of milk for lunch with that.
So you were eating a lot of protein back then, huh?
And plus, I was taking, at that time, they only had Hoffman's tablets.
Right.
Protein tablets. I used to eat half a can in between my classes, the chocolate tablets.
Oh yeah, they were like candies. Yeah. Those things, right?
I did it in gym class. I used to fool around in a chin-up bar in the gym class, and the gym teacher used to see me do chin-ups all the time. Then one day I had put a guy around my waist. He weighed about 120 pounds, and I did reps with him.
You did chin-up reps with a guy holding on around your waist?
Back then, yeah.
Wow, you had a big back though.
So the coach called me over and said, what are you doing? He says, get over here, Brown. Sit up here with me. And he let me run the class with the gymnastics, you know, the jumping jacks and the push-ups and the calisthenics.
So you were like the gym teacher, huh?
Yeah, he was the gym teacher. Then after that, there was no gyms on Staten Island.
Right. So where'd you train?
So this guy, a guy from Staten Island named Vinny Reno, he used to train at the old Mid-City gym on 42nd Street.
Good gym. That's a good gym, yeah.
It was good back in those days, yeah.
So you would go into the city?
They didn't have a lot of women in the gyms.
Would you go into the city and train at that gym? Or
I would go like twice a week there, yeah. And train the rest of the time at home.
Uh-huh. What'd you lift at home?
I had a bench I made out of milk boxes and a board I made out of moves my incline.
Yeah, you had a little board with an incline there?
Yeah. I made.
Oh, you made it.
And then for the squat rack, you know, the pipes in the street with the Con Edison used to use back
right.
in the day?
Sure.
I took two of them and made a squat rack out of them.
Our taxpayers at tax dollars at work, yeah.
And then my friend Vinny said I should go in a contest. I said, what's a contest? He told me, yeah, you should try it.
What year was that in?
1966.
Wow, I wasn't even born yet.
I was 6 years old.
How'd you, was that Eastern America?
Yeah. It was Teenage Eastern America at Brooklyn Academy of Music.
Right. Your first show, you took what place? Second place?
I came second place and won best back and best abs.
Wow.
And could have won most muscular, but I was scared. I did five poses and walked off the stage.
Oh, really? What was your first show? Did you even know how to pose?
That was my first show, yeah.
Wow. Did you even...
And after that, with the Miss New York City, but we just meant they didn't have no teenage division. So I won the most muscular man in Miss New York City.
As an open guy?
As an open, yeah.
Wow.
Wow. So now, Leon, eventually you became known as Arnold Schwarzenegger's training partner. How did you first meet Arnold?
The first week I was in California, I was walking down Santa Monica Beach with my friend, and he was playing chess with Artie Zeller.
We used to take pictures for Arnold, yeah.
And he says, who's that guy with the big arms? I didn't know Arnold. It's from a picture. I seen him from a picture on Muscle Developer, Muscle Builder magazine. I said, that's Arnold. You know when you get excited, you see somebody? So he heard me call his name, and he called me over. And then we started talking. Artie Zeller asked me where I trained in the city, because Artie Zeller's from back here.
Right.
And he said, I said, Mid-City, he knows the same people, like the owner of Mid-City, he knows Abe Goldberg and Bruno Sammartino and Freddie Ortiz and all those guys.
You had a good bunch of guys to train in Mid-City back in the day, huh?
And I was a teenager then, and those guys, it was Freddie Ortiz, Harold Poole, Harry Scott, Bruno Sammartino, and I met Reg Park's son there at one time. His son was just come visit when he was 16 years old. He came to visit Mid-City, and I met him there.
Now, let me just get this right. You're out in California, Venice, talking to Arnold, and you're still a teenager?
I just turned 20.
Wow. What possessed you to go out to California? That takes guts.
First, I was like, I was 1969. I was winning all these shows over here, you know, East Coast, Eastern America, and all that. So every time you open a muscle book, it says California guys. This back in those days, it was everything about California. There's California there. So I told my friends, so we got to go out there, see what's going on out there. And that was crazy. You know, I didn't know no better. So it was February 24th, 1969. It was a snowstorm here. So we just hopped on the plane and went. And we didn't know where we was.
That's great. That's
I said,
awesome.
Just take us to Muscle Beach.
I
said, this is 2 o'clock in the morning. The cab dropped us, put our suitcases on, dropped us right at Muscle Beach. And we was in the middle of Muscle Beach, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Where'd you stay that night?
Then up the top of the hill, we was by the beach, top of the hill, there was a motel there. Next to Rand Company,
yeah.
And we stayed there.
Oh, wow, that's funny. Now,
and then we was walking around the next day, a couple days later, this before I met Arnold. A couple days later, we was walking down Pacific Coast Avenue, and so a guy pulls up in his Volkswagen. He said, look like these guys train. He said, look like you guys train a young horse. I said, yeah, we're horse. He said, there's a great gym down the way. I'll drop you over there and check it out. That was Gold's Gym.
That's how you found gold, huh?
That was on Pacific Avenue.
Yeah, when the 1006 Pacific.
Right.
The original one. And then when I walked in there, Joe Gold was playing cards with, Wayne Coleman. He changed his name to Billy Graham.
Uh-huh.
And George Friend, he was a shot putter in the Olympics. They was playing pinochle or something at the desk.
He told me
to go and look around the gym. So I went around the gym, and so this guy was following us around the gym. My friend is Bright, me and Bright. So I said, the gym was good. I never seen a gym like that. And everybody was training hard. And this guy keep following me. And I said, look, boy, look at this bench. Look at this dumbbells. Guy pulls his pants down and starts flexing his legs in front of me. So I said, boy, who's this guy? I said, this guy must be a nut. I don't know the guy from Adam. It was the first time he was in Gold's Gym. He pulls his pants down and starts flexing his legs. And so we keep walking. I didn't pay him no attention. So we walk back to the desk. So Joe goes, see that guy? He just went to Mr. L.A. He thinks he's the best ever in my gym, this and that. He said, Mr. Surf Festival is coming up. If you get in shape, contest shape for that, and beat him, I'll give you a lifelong membership. Because he said he's an A, you know what I mean.
He didn't like him.
He was an asshole, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what he said. So, okay.
Who was it?
Art Peacock.
Wow.
Yeah, so, three weeks later, I was in contest shape. I was in shape already, but I put the finishing touches, so I went to the surf festival. I won the whole show.
At 20 years old?
Yeah, and plus it was no class. It was like 25 guys in the show, and 1 to 5 is no weight class or high class is nothing. And who I beat in it was Paul Hill, Jim Morris, Dave Johns, Tyrone Young,
wow.
And Dale Adrian. They was all competing.
Wow. And you got a free lifetime membership after that?
Yeah. And then...
Are they still honoring it to this day?
Oh, no. This was Joe Goldman.
It was yeah. Joe's lifetime,
yeah.
Not Leon's.
Joe's, yeah. And then the judges was... Bill Pearl was the head judge. It was Larry Scott, Bill Pearl, Dave Draper, Don Peters, and...
Wow, yeah, that's cool.
Don Holwood. They were the judges.
Wow.
So I said to my friend, look, see, they don't play no favoritism. They don't even know me. And all these guys train out there.
True. Now, when you came, you know, when Joe Gold was still alive in recent times, when you would come out there, would he still remember that contest?
Oh, yeah. Joe calls me and my friend the East Side Kids.
The East Side Kids.
Yeah. He had a name for everybody, Joe.
Yeah. Now, good.
And then we met like all the guys out there. Then we got an apartment right a block away from Venice Beach. And all the guys we hanged out with, mostly guys from Philadelphia, Jersey, and New York, was all that was our crowd.
Right.
I mean, you know, after the gym, I mean.
Right. Who were those guys?
There was no, most of them was no bodybuilders. They're just guys from, you know, the East.
Gotcha. Now, how did you actually start training with Arnold? We know how you met him, but how did you actually start becoming his training partner?
So after I met him, you know, that first day I met him, he asked me when, that was a Saturday, so Sunday morning, he said, where you live? I said, I live 15 Horizon Avenue in Venice. So next morning, 9 o'clock, somebody's banging on the door, and I said, Bud, woke us up. I said, Bud, who's that? I said, we don't know nobody. Who could be knocking on the door that early in the morning? It was Otto. I said, come on, get up, let's go.
You remembered where you lived?
Yeah. He asked me where I live. I said, 15 Horizon Avenue in Venice.
Wow.
Because that's like, we know where the pit is?
Yeah.
It's like a half a block from the pit.
Half a block, right. Yeah. Okay. So he came and knocked on your door to get you?
Yeah. He said, come on, let's go. Then we started hanging out. The combo came about like 6 months later.
So you were actually there before Franco was there,
yeah.
Huh?
So what were your workouts like?
It was just like we would do chest and back in the morning and legs in the evening. One day. We would do every body part 6 days a week.
Wow.
You trained every body part 6 days a week?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Who was stronger, you or Arnold?
Certain exercise, he was stronger.
Were you guys pretty much equal, or you know, some of you stronger, some him stronger?
Yeah, some certain exercises.
What was your best? What were your best lifts?
And plus, before that, there's another show thing. When I went to the Mr. Venice Beach show, I won that too.
Oh, you won the what year was that? Same year.
Yeah. So, but this happened at the Venice Beach show 2 weeks before that. They had a powerlifting show there.
Right.
So my friend says, why don't you do the powerlifting show? And I was all ripped up. I was only 177 pounds. Getting ready for the Mr. Venice Beach. He says, why don't you enter it? I said, no, I never deadlift in my life. It was deadlift, squat, and bench press. So I entered. I did a 365 bench, a 455 squat, and a 600 deadlift.
Wow. Holy mackerel.
177.
Did you win?
I was training for a bodybuilding show too, and I wasn't even doing. I never did. I did squats and benches, but I never deadlift before. That's the first time I ever did deadlift.
Wow. And you deadlifted 600 pounds?
Yeah. My back was always strong.
Did Arnold deadlift with you?
No, Arnold did once in a while. He deadlift. He used to do a lot of high pitch when he first got back.
Yeah. So when you guys were training together, you guys trained. You guys trained your entire body. Every day, three times a week. Oh, 3 times a week.
Like chest.
Chest and back in the morning.
Chest and back and legs on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Oh, my God.
And Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, the other part.
The arms and shoulders.
How long would those workouts take?
About at least two hours for the first one, and the other one about an hour and a half.
So you're training 3.5 hours a day.
No, that was
it was split up.
So you spend all day in the gym.
So we did the gym from 10 to 12 and come back like 6 o'clock at night.
What did you do in between? What were you guys doing during the day?
I used to hang out on the beach.
How'd you guys make money back then, Leon?
Back then after that, I got a job at UCLA. Then that's what I only could train once with Arnold.
Oh.
I worked, a friend of mine, you know Lou Alcindor?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
The guy, my friend Bite, knew him from Staten Island because he used to come over here when he was a teenager, play stat basketball at Crown Hill Center, and Bite knew him from there.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah. Yeah, so he got us a job there.
Doing what?
We was night janitors from 5 o'clock in the afternoon to 1 o'clock in the morning. But I used to train with Arnold one time that time then. I had to change my workout.
So you train in the morning with him?
Yeah, from 10 to 12, then I'd get ready to go to work at like 3 o'clock and leave to go to work.
Now, you know, you were doing pretty well cleaning up with all the shows out there. Tell us about the time you beat Franco Colombo, because a lot of people don't know that you actually were on stage with this guy.
Yeah, at the Mr. International.
Tell us how that came about.
They were saying they had a Mr. International. Eddie Silvestri was running the show in Mexico, in Tijuana. And so Franco was in it, Mike Katz was in it, Dave Dupree, I think Ed Giuliani.
Wow, stacked.
And Franco was in my class, and he just came from Europe, and nobody never beat him before.
Until he met Leon Brown.
And he wouldn't talk to me for a week in the gym.
Oh, he was mad at you that you beat him?
Yeah, because, you know, when he first came in that week, him and Arnold would never talk to nobody but Arnold, even in the gym.
Really?
They would speak in German together. Arnold speaks Italian too, and German. Franco speaks German too.
Franco did not speak English.
No, at that time, no.
Right? How'd you communicate with him?
To Arnold.
Through Arnold was a translator. That would have to be a funny scene, man.
Then we became friends. Me and Franco became friends.
Wow.
So we used to go Sundays up on Muscle Rock. With Artie Zell used to take Arnold up there and take me to take pictures.
Yeah,
up
in Santa Monica Canyon.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So Franco says to me, because I went and talked in the car when Arnold was driving, because Arnold drives fast, and you go up in the hills, in those circles. So Franco says to me last year when I seen him, he says, am I still not talking? Because I was scared. You know, that's why I didn't talk when we was in the car. So he asked me,
Leon, what was the scene like back then, you know, with guys with muscles? I mean, you were like this own little community walking around. Everybody was big and in shape and wearing tank tops and everything. How did the public react to you back then in the 60s?
They liked it. A lot of people liked it, yeah.
Were there a lot of women around? Were you guys partying it up a lot?
Once in a while with us, yeah, but Arnold didn't party too much.
No?
No.
Now, would you go out to clubs?
Excuse me?
Would you go out to clubs and stuff like that, or just the women?
Yeah, you know, like Bill Grant?
Sure. Sure.
So he came out there, too. He knew a lot of people out there, too.
Wow.
So we used to go to clubs and stuff. And a lot of guys in the gym used to be bouncers, too. They used to invite us to clubs.
Were you like celebrities there? Were there all the women coming up to you guys because you were so big?
Yeah.
Wow.
What was the who trained the hardest back in at Gold's Gym? If you had a pick of all the bodybuilders that were there,
I would tell you Arnold.
Arnold trained the hardest.
Hardest, yeah. He didn't train that heavy, but he trained hard.
Right, right.
Who was sometimes he was like triceps his back heavy. Sometimes.
Sometimes what?
He would do triceps for his back.
Oh, really?
I mean, heavy. You know, without stopping, three exercises, heavy, not lightweight.
Incredible.
And Franco trained hard.
Who was the laziest guy back then? Who trained the least?
I don't know. Once you was in Gold's Gym, everybody trained hard. Once you get in that door.
Right.
I think that's when I made a lot of my best gains, when I was out there, too.
Everybody trained in shorts and tank tops back then, right?
Most, except sometimes before a show, they would cover up.
Ah, they wanted to see what they looked like.
Yeah.
Who was... did you guys hang out with each other after the gym?
Yeah.
Yeah, what kind of things did you guys used to do?
I used to hang around with like Bill Grant and I. And remember Jesse Orton?
Jesse Orton?
Yeah, he was 66 Mr.
Sure.
America.
Yeah.
He'd be honored in the NABBA universe.
Right, right.
Yeah, we used to hang around with him. He was kind of crazy.
What did you guys used to do? What made you guys crazy? What did you used to do?
I mean, you know, stuff he used to do. We used to go hang out with him. We'd go to clubs.
Yeah.
And he was just, he was older than us. you know, like maybe, I say maybe 6 or 7 years older than us, but, you know, he was like things he's doing with Come Brief.
Such as?
Like, he was just playing nuts. In his own way, I mean.
Well, like how? What made him nuts?
Like, he's like, he used to come to our house, he used to have Fresca, bring a bottle of Fresca, right?
Right.
And some kind of liquor. And drink it like crazy. Then he would go out. I mean, plus we all did it too with him too.
So you guys were partying it up a little bit,
yeah,
back in the day.
We did it all with him too, yeah. And then one time we was coming back from Tijuana, right? It was me, Bill Grant, George, and Jeff Smith. Jeff Smith, he was Mr. California. He passed away a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in Tijuana. We were in the whorehouse, is going crazy. And then we're coming back. We have. Bill has all has done, all together. We had like a whole load of juice in our car in the trunk. So Bill's the only sober guy out of all of us. And everybody's yelling and screaming and drinking it up as we're driving by the border. You know, and Bill says, "Keep quiet, keep quiet." And we just, the more he says to us to keep quiet, the more we acted up. And then what happens at the border? They stop us.
No, really.
Yeah, and they says Bill got out because Bill went for the airlines. There, he said, "Oh, these are my friends. I just brought them down here for sightseeing." And he explained away because they wanted to search the car and all of this stuff.
Right.
But they did. Then after Bill got out and talked to them, then they let us go. They just keep these guys' head in the window.
Now, let me ask you a question, Leon, because a lot of people, you know, you got your pro card, but just recently.
I could have had my pro card, I tell you, in the 70s, but I never wanted it.
Yeah, well, tell us what happened with that, because you were beating guys like Franco, you were winning all the shows in California. Why didn't you ever get your pro card and follow in these other guys' footsteps?
First of all, I was still training hard, but I was fooling around too on the outside, hanging out and partying a lot.
Mm.
And this and that, and doing this. And then I said, I'll stay amateur for right now, because these guys, you know, Franco was serious when he trained. You know, they like, he never fooled around.
Right, right.
Arnold would come out once in a while and have a beer with you.
So you got a little too caught up in the scene out there?
Yeah.
Now, do you ever regret that at all?
Yep.
You do.
And, see, when I went to Western America, Joe Weider was going to give me a contract, and I messed that up, too.
What happened with that?
My mother was dying, so I came back here and never went back out there.
Oh, you never went back? And
no.
And he had offered you a contract at that
yeah.
time?
But, you know, at that time, contract wasn't a big contract, I mean.
What were they paying back then?
About like $200.
A week?
Yeah, no.
A month?
Something like that, yeah.
$200 a month?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, that wasn't a lot of money at all.
Even Arnold's first contract wasn't really that big money either.
Yeah, that was...
Because that's why him and Colombo had it... Some kind of construction company.
Yeah, I remember that.
I heard they weren't very good at the construction.
And that's only about 3 months.
Franco was good, aren't you? They were good masons.
Yeah.
Yeah, bricklayer.
Yeah.
I heard they weren't good. I thought the business went flop.
It did. 3 months.
Yeah, something like that.
What about those? Weren't they making tapes for Joe? They were making some kind of audio tapes, and they were charging Joe. And then they got the idea that they should maybe make, instead of giving him one tape for what Joe was paying him, that they should just take the one tape and chop it up into a bunch of little tapes and see if Joe would pay him.
Yeah.
And then Joe caught him and fired him.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he caught him.
Arnold was a shyster, huh, back in the day?
Arnold was smart. Even back then, when I hang around with him on the beach, he used to say, so we used to hang around, like I said, we hang out with all the older guys. He said, "I'm going to be the best bodybuilder in the world. I'm going to be a movie star. I'm going to go in politics." And they said, "You can't even speak English. How are you going to do all that?"
He was right, though.
He was right.
And I remember one time on the beach, we were all hanging out on the beach. So Arnold says, "I'm going to go swimming." So he took, he left his clothes on the beach. And I said, "We got to go." I said, "I got to go," because that's when we was working. I said, "I got to go to get ready to go home, go to work." So he stayed at the beach by himself, and somebody stole his clothes.
No. Hey, what did he do?
He nothing he could do. So he had his swimming trunks on. So like Gold's Gym was about like 3 blocks away. So he had to walk back to the gym and tell somebody to give him some clothes.
Oh my God, that's funny. Was it one of you guys that did the joke on him?
No, we left him because we had to go.
Oh,
he said, no, I'm going to go swimming.
Did he blame you guys?
No, you know we wouldn't do nothing like that. Yeah. We might fool around, but we wouldn't take his clothes.
Right now, Arnold had a rep as being a big practical joker himself. Did he ever get you?
No,
he never got you.
No.
Any funny stories about other people that he got?
He didn't joke that much with us, I mean. But he had to fool around with a lot of girls.
Did the girls like him?
Yeah.
Was it because he was so big, or did he just because he had a good personality?
Because his personality, yeah.
Yeah.
What was one of the most embarrassing moment with Arnold? Was it with a girl?
No.
Can you think of one?
Well, they stole his clothes, John.
That's pretty embarrassing.
So, yeah.
Is that the best? That's the worst one?
Yeah.
Did you ever see Arnold like dating any like famous movie stars back in those days?
Oh, no.
It was just regular girls back then?
Yeah.
Mm. Now, do you see Arnold today still? Like, when you run into him, he always comes up to you, I know, especially
at
the Arnold Classic.
In fact, I seen him at the Arnold Classic.
Now, if let's say you wanted to call him up on the phone because you had to ask him something, do you think he would take your phone call?
Yeah, I have his personal number.
You do?
Yeah. In fact, I just got a letter from his wife about 3 weeks ago.
What was that about?
Because I met her mother-in-law, his mother-in-law, and 10 years ago, I sent her a condolence card for her mother.
Oh, right.
And then she sent me a nice letter back. Then I sent another card to her when Ted died.
Right, just recently, yeah.
Yeah. See, like all Arnold's security, his bodyguards know us, and his private secretary know us. Every time I call, he puts Arnold right on the phone.
Wow. Now, why would you have an incident to call Arnold? What would you ask him, like, if you had to give him a call?
No, usually I call him, like, anniversaries, birthday, and Christmas time.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
Stuff like that.
When's Arnold's birthday?
July 30th.
Oh, you still remember. Wow. I was just checking on you to see if you weren't full of shit.
We're the same age.
You are?
I'm only 4 months older than him.
Oh, wow.
Shit. So Arnold's like that with all the guys from the old days. He's still friends with all of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He never turned his back on anybody.
No.
How do you think Arnold's doing as governor of California?
I think he wants to get out of there.
Yeah.
I think this is his last year, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Do you think he's doing?
It's a lot of mess. It's their mess is worse than here in New York out there.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
What does Arnold say to you? Does he say he's happy to get out of there, or is he?
He just said, because he's around all these people all the time. He just talk about, like when he see me talk about bodybuilding and stuff.
Right.
But of course, he's like sometimes with this guy, important people, so he don't say too much about
the government. Yeah.
Politics. Yeah.
No. What's he got? Are you going to hook up with him at the Arnold Classic this year? I know you usually go.
Yeah, he just gave me another jacket. I got. This is going to be his 22nd year. Out of 22 years, I only missed 6 times.
Wow.
And I got a jacket for every year.
You think you can get him on our show for us?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, he'll take your call. I mean, just ask him if you want to talk to Dave and John for a couple minutes.
Yeah, come on. Pull some strings for us, Leon.
You could be on with him.
I'll call him during the week.
Ask him. Tell him we're very big supporters of his show and we mean a lot to us.
Yeah.
Because on the weekends they don't answer the phone on the weekend.
Yeah,
I don't blame him. But we'll pre-tape it at his convenience.
Yeah.
We'll do it in the middle of the night whenever you want. You Arnold, Dave, and me.
That's right. And if you can't get him on the radio, maybe you can get him to do an interview with John at least. You can answer a couple of questions for the website.
I mean, because it's for bodybuilding, Leon. Come on.
Come on, Leon. You're a New York boy. You got to pull some strings for the boys back here.
I will.
All right, good.
Now, people don't realize you're still competing,
Yeah.
What's the next show for Leon Brown?
I'm going to try to go to some master show next year.
Okay. Now, when did you officially get your pro card? Because they did give it to you at some point.
I got it in 89.
89 they gave it to you? What show did you win for that?
I won the Masters Nationals.
Okay, so they gave it retroactively to you. Is that what it was?
But I could have won it before. Yeah, I could have got it before when I won my class in America and the world. I could have
got it. That's right. Yeah, you could have applied for it. True.
Yeah.
True. You also won the NPC Junior USA in 1984, too.
Yeah.
People don't realize that, and you beat Tom Terwilliger in the overall.
Yeah.
So yeah, you've beaten some good guys over the years. It's what are you now? 62?
Yeah.
So you're going to do some Masters competitions. You know, I think they do have an over 60 class, don't they? It's Leon versus Charlie Arms. Those are the two guys, the two standouts left.
Bill Grant, you got to watch out for Bill Grant.
Yeah. Bill Grant too. Bill Grant.
Sure. Bill Grant probably won't compete again, I don't think.
No.
I don't know. I like the Masters shows. I don't know why they don't hold them anymore.
I know.
Every couple of years they have one.
And when I was talking to Jan Tanner, she was telling me she was trying to get the Masters Olympia back.
That would be great. If they can do it. I love watching the old timers get up there, man. Yeah. Pretty soon we're going to be old timers, John.
I'm already an old timer.
Leon, I just thank you for calling in and giving us some of your stories from back in the day, because you're one of the few people that has bridged that gap and has stayed in bodybuilding after all these years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What gym do you train at nowadays?
I train three different gyms over here in Staten Island. Synergy, Dolphin, and Pump and Iron.
Pump and Iron's a good gym. Yeah.
So now call Arnold next week and see about hooking us up here.
And I try to get to Bev's gym at least twice a month.
Oh, you get down there. Okay. Yeah. Well, when you're down there, you got to let us know. We got to film a training video with you.
Twice a month, I get there.
Well, why don't you tell us when you're going to be there next, and we'll film you. We'll do a little training video with Leon Brown.
Okay.
All right.
We got to try to catch up with Arnold.
That's right. You got to call Arnold to make sure you get him on our show for us.
Okay.
All right, Leon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Leon.
He's a real class act. And, a lot of people, he's a hidden, I call him the hidden treasure, because no one really knows much about him. They see him at the shows. They don't know all those stories inside him. And I know we only got a fraction of him out there. We could probably, if we wrung his wrist a little bit, we'd probably get some even better ones.
Yeah, people talk about Leon Brown, the people that we know him, and say, well, he partied a lot or whatever. But I'll tell you what. You know, he even knew the names of the judges. Okay. Leon's a lot sharper than he may give off. And I'm glad we had him on. And I'm going to bug the shit out of him about getting in touch with Arnold, because I know he will.
Yeah, he will probably.
Yeah, he will.
Arnold may not do anything about it, but he'll definitely get in touch with him.
At least he'll get in touch with him. You know, God bless him. 50 years of competition. He still loves the sport. He still remembers everything about his past. And, you know, regardless of what he may have made of himself over the course of his life, he had the bodybuilder's life. And to be able to look back to that golden era, the 60s coming up, when before anybody was anybody, and know that you were in that mix and part of that whole story, it's still got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, it's great to know that Arnold still takes phone calls from these guys too, the ones that he trained with back in the day. And obviously Arnold must have had some kind of a special liking for Leon, because after meeting him for one day, he was knocking on Leon's door to train with him. He didn't even know who the guy was, you know. So,
you know, Eddie Giuliani always told me that Arnold used to try to train with the guys that knew that Arnold figured were better than him. Because he would motivate him to keep up, you know. Right. So that's why he trained with the strongest, toughest guys that he thought he could find. And Leon was out there before Franco,
right?
And maybe Arnold, look, this is a new guy. No one's seen him before. He's got huge arms. Let me see what this guy's about.
And he was a freak back then. And I'm sure Leon, was just one of these genetic freaks that Arnold knew that maybe he could pick up some secrets from or something.
Sure. If Joe Gold said, if Joe Gold is willing to give away a free membership, all right. So obviously Leon had something going on.
Can you imagine that? Leon was probably the only guy in the history of Gold's Gym to have a lifetime free membership.
Yeah. Lifetime free membership.
Because he beat some guy that Joe Gold didn't like in the gym, who was running around taking his pants off for people, his legs. So that was a great show. I just want to thank all our guests, Leon Brown, of course, Tony Daugherty, for stopping by. Until next week, remember, with Heavy Muscle Radio, the truth hurts. Heavy Muscle